Joe Biden pushes gun control on Orlando Pulse anniversary, ignores attackers' Islamic terror ties. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 12, 2021. President Joe Biden marked the fifth anniversary of the Orlando Pulse nightclub shooting with calls for gun control and the ability to sue gun manufacturers, but did not mention of the attackers' Islamic terror ties. The statement said, in part, "In the coming days, I will sign a bill designating Pulse nightclub as a national memorial, enshrining in law what has been true since that terrible day 5 years ago. Pulse nightclub is hallowed ground." Biden added. But there is more we must do to address the public health epidemic of gun violence in all of its forms, mass shootings and daily acts of gun violence that don't make national headlines. It is long past time we close the loopholes that allow gun buyers to bypass background checks in this country. And the Senate should start by passing the three House-passed bills which would do exactly that. It is long past time we ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, establish extreme risk protection orders, also known as red flag laws, and eliminate gun manufacturers' immunity from liability. Biden did not mention that the Pulse attacker acquired was armed with a rifle and a pistol. Nor did he reference the CBS News report that the attacker got both guns via background check. There was also no mention of the fact that the attacker passed a three-day waiting period on the pistol. Biden then talked about violence toward LGBTQ plus communities across our nation, lamenting the Pulse shooting that targeted members of that community. However, he did not mention that the attacker pledged allegiance to ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in 911 calls after the shooting. On June 13, 2016, Breitbart News noted that the attacker called police after shooting to let them know he had committed the act. The 911 dispatcher asked the attacker, "What is your name?" He responded, "My name is, I pledge of allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi of the Islamic State." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him directly at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.